Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation, the first order of business in the work session that we are in, is House Bill 4015.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, as you'll probably recall, the original version of 4015 would free up use of school improvement fund grants and then repealed the program effective 7/1 of 2002. And the dash one amendments before you still free up use of the grant funds received in 0103, but keep the program in statute. However, the amendments remove the requirement that the 0103 and 0305 grants have to be used to meet math and reading performance targets for third and fifth graders.
Discussion?
Madam Chair?
Representative Hatt?
I'd be happy to move the amendments.
Chair would accept.
Then chewed his butt out yesterday, so now he's ready to start for his turn. That's good.
Please proceed.
Well, Madam Chair, I move the amendments to 4015.
There has been, there's a motion on the floor to move the amendments in the House Bill 4015. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Shetter.
Just to clarify that, that when we had this the first time, I think we probably went further than we needed to by the full repeal of the school improvement program, and I think that sent maybe the wrong signal and created some angst among members and folks who are watching the process. And so I think the intent here is to make clear that we are restoring in this amendment the language.
Mr. Shetterly, may I interrupt you? Hold your thoughts.
Why?
Don't move.
Procedural.
The motion is already on the floor. I didn't move.
Keep rolling. We've been informed that to officially open the House Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation is that the chair has to gavel in, so please consider that we are calling to order the House Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation, and we are in work session on Senate Bill 5574.
Mr. Chair, we're in work session on House Bill 40.
No, we're not, because we weren't officially convened.
No, we weren't, because we were in. But we have staff here for, so we will close the work session on 5574, and we will open the work session on House Bill 4015. There's an explanation for this in your programs, for those of you that are having trouble following along. And I will hand the gavel to the august Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sorry for the interruption and delay.
Do we need to run all this through again? Representative Hansen, if you would be so kind as to repropose your motion.
No, I'm not doing it.
dare you.
I have this hammer here.
Madam Chair, I would be pleased to move the amendments to House Bill 4015.
Representative Hansen has moved the amendments to House Bill 4015. Representative Hansen has moved the dash one amendments to House Bill 4015. Is there discussion on the motion?
Smart.
Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative Shetterly.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'd move Senate Bill 4015 House Bill 4015 as amended to reinstate the statutory language of the school improvement program to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 4015 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Close the work session on House Bill 4015. Open the work session on Senate Bill 5574A. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 5574 is the omnibus disappropriation bill that's come to you from the Senate. This bill includes exactly the Group of Five's last proposal for disappropriations to the state budget to deal with the budget shortfall situation. There are reductions in this plan of approximately $480 million that includes the emergency board actions, so the net reduction is approximately in the $350 million range.
No.
Questions or comments from Mr. Rocco on Senate Bill 5574A? Representative Shetterly.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you took that as a request for a, that I was clearing my throat. I'm choking. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5574 to the floor with a due pass.
We have a motion on the floor to move Senate Bill 5574A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any comments or on the motion? Representative Hansen.
Madam Chair, I'll be opposing the motion. The two problems I have with this, I think we've discussed them earlier, but it's basically I oppose the $112 million cut to K-12 education. I think although these are well-grounded cuts, if you're going to cut this amount of funds, I think we should have a better approach would have been to look at increased revenue.
Thank you. The can they at this point join in the proceedings? I would like to extend a very warm welcome to two new members of the committee, Representative Mary Nolan and Representative Rob Patridge. Thank you for joining us, and I hope that you enjoy this experience as much as the rest of us. And with that, is there any further discussion on the motion that's on the table to move Senate Bill 5574A to the floor with the due pass recommendation?
Madam Chair, I
Representative Nolan.
Am hesitant to make my first action as an official member of this committee to be such, but I'm going to echo the concerns that Representative Hansen has raised, and I'll be voting no on this motion.
Thank you. Further comments? Representative Shetterly.
Just a remark, for the record, as everyone knows, that this bill represents a piece of the Group of Five budget reconciliation package, and only a piece, and that we have had the opportunity and will have the opportunity before the end of the day, I am confident, to vote on restoration, at least partial restoration to that 4%. So keeping in mind that this is not the whole, this is a piece of the whole, and that we will have the opportunity to vote on at least a restoration of the K-12 budget to something 2% or thereabouts. So I understand the concern about the 4% that's in here. I would not support a 4% without some other vehicle for restoration, but we have that.
Thank you. Any comments?
I will help in committee, Madam Chair.
There's a motion on the table to move Senate Bill 5574A with the due pass recommendation to the floor. We have objections from Representative Nolan and Representative Hansen. Are there further objections? Without further objection, the motion is carried. That completes the...
It's Westland, wouldn't it be? He carried the House version.
Representative Westland will carry this bill on the floor. And having no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned.